It's an interview with Adjunct Professor Elias bin Masoud from Malaysia at the Best Asia Show. Professor, you've very kindly given a presentation on the situation of technical vocational education in Malaysia, and you've heard from some of the TVET members on what they can offer in terms of partnerships, curriculum development and vocational educational policy. We've also heard from your Deputy Prime Minister on his plans to increase investment in vocational education as part of the 10-year plan for Malaysia. Can you give us your views on the opportunities as you see them for the British organisations to interact with the Malaysian TVET system?
Well, thank you, Matthew. Well, I think there's a lot of areas of improvement required in trying to transform the technical, vocational and educational training system in Malaysia. And I think the government is very forceful about it. And the Deputy Prime Minister has made announcement, and he's also in charge of the Ministry of Education. And I think government is very serious about producing the right numbers, the right skills of human capital for the next 10 years so that Malaysia can transform itself from a middle-income economy to a higher-income economy by 2020. You're talking about several million workers that need to be reskilled. And I think we can learn a lot from UK experience. I mentioned about the visit by the Deputy Prime Minister to Sydney, the Sydney Institute. That was the most current that I had. And he has also made announcement about the need to increase allocation for vocational training. And I think UK, particularly participants of the BESA 2010, could share the experience. I think not only for BESA 2011 next year, but in between, I think there should be a lot of interaction between the various players, whether policymakers, training providers, industry players who have succeeded in transforming vocational training in UK and other parts of the world to help us out in this journey to make vocational training more acceptable to various stakeholders.
One of the issues that came up was the attitude of maybe parents or general population to technical vocational training, seeing it as a second-class form of education. Clearly in the UK we don't believe that that's the case, and we've managed our system so that our academic and our vocational systems are very closely aligned and people can get credit for those. How do you feel in Malaysia we could change the perception of vocational education to a more positive one, that people would choose to do the courses and parents would accept their children doing vocational education?
Good. I'm happy to note, I think UK, Australia has done a wonderful job in this area. I suppose we inherit the system of education, higher education also from UK experience. But somehow it's a culture, maybe it's also a perception that particularly the learners are not interested. I believe if you share seriously what are the success stories of people who have gone through vocational education or training in other parts of the world, there will be a major mindset shift. But we have to be consistent. We have to be constant in our communication. The policy makers have to be very straightforward in this. So the policies, procedures must be put in place. I think the children, the younger generation, need to see a more clear-cut policy. That's what I mentioned in my presentation. The skills required are more than just knowledge and technical. They should know about what is their future like in terms of career planning, entrepreneurial skills. I've listed them out there, you know, what would be pertinent for the next 5 to 10 years to produce highly skilled workforce in our country. It's a question of a clear-cut policy. And I think UK experience is wonderful here. It is all our perception. Because parents actually may be giving a lot of emphasis on academic programs. But if the government can relate to the parents and more to the children, I think this issue can be addressed in the next 5 to 10 years. I think we should be able to get particularly the department in charge, which is under the Ministry of Human Resources now, is called the Department of Skills Development. They have been given the mandate by the government to produce a certain number of care workers, knowledge workers in the next 10 years, like more than 3 million to be produced in the next 3 years in the various vocation. So it's a question of, I think, the perception has to be changed. And I think it's